It's against the law, but the coppers all know I'm in the Roaring Hills of Nimbin. Well, they grow that weed with a certain finesse, and the weed they grow will stand any test, 'cause the strains go back to Aquarius up in the Roaring Hills of Nimbin. And the tourists dive into the town every day, call in for a cup at the Rainbow Cafe, out on the street buy a bag from Moonray, then head back up to the coast up in the Roaring Hills of Nimbin. You'll find me with a wife and kids, living happy and free. And when my pipe runs out, they'll bury me up in the Roaring Hills of Nimbin. Just the same as the last, there's a Nimbin Cup and the Mardi Gras. They come from miles 'cause it's such a blast up in the Roaring Hills of Nimbin. So if you're up this way anytime, it's easy to find, just follow the signs. Call in for a cup and the pleasure's all mine up in the Roaring Hills of Nimbin. And you'll find me with a wife and kids, living happy and free. And when my pipe runs out, they'll bury me up in the Roaring Hills of Nimbin. Up in the Roaring Hills of Nimbin, I'll be with a wife and kids, living happy and free. And when my pipe runs out, they'll bury me up in the Roaring Hills of Nimbin.
Lived in tents.
Whoa!
My
God, talking about caught out fires. We're talking deep and philosophical.
We were immortals.
Let's just pull the things home.
Greetings, mortals. Greetings, mortals.
No,
we're
see,
here.
That was a great. Hi, it's us, Hemshire. That was a great conversation, and
it
really
deserves to be traversed.
Finish it sometime soon.
We will finish that.
We can finish it right now. You can sit
down. Thank you very much.
The goddess, and we were talking about various generational needs and how our
aspirations and ideas and wisdom,
the concept of dropping out, and how possibly younger generations don't have the same luxuries that we did and the same opportunities that we did to drop out in quite the same way, especially when you consider that for $250,000 you're only going to get yourself an average house on an average MO, and certainly not one with a view of the ocean. And
102.3 NIM FM, it's the Ham Power, coming to you live, white, naked and deadly.
Yeah, and
although because of the cold today, we've got our clothes on.
We have indeed, but I'm not lying. And
we are still bringing you the naked truth.
I will just like to add an addendum that it's completely drug-induced, but nonetheless real.
We are still bringing you
dovetails in
the naked truth, although we are clothed.
Yeah.
I'm being kind to the husk this week. He's a bit snotty and worn out.
He looks disgusting. He looks like he's been through the ringer.
I've got a bone to pick with one of you mortals.
What, the one that put the LSD in your drink?
Somebody spiked the goddess's drink.
I know. I know exactly who did it.
Who was it?
I'm not telling.
Because when I find them, I shall smite them down.
Yeah, smite away.
Smite them.
Smite away as much as you wish. You'll never know. You'll never know.
Oh, that was a bad thing. That really did blow my weekend out of proportion as a goddess.
Poo-hoo.
Let me tell you, the first day was okay, but then I just got lost.
Didn't you?
All my responsibilities, they went poof out the window.
They did.
All my holy works,
yep,
poof out the other window.
We saw.
All my responsibilities, poof down the toilet.
Like I said... We received the package in the mail.
What package?
The package. The package of tapes, of audio, both audio and video tapes,
the photographs of the misbehaviours, the misdemeanours, and the
gym. What are you talking about?
Complete photographic evidence of your weekend.
The goddess danced all weekend.
You should see where the goddess danced. We'll have to print these pictures on our website.
The goddess was dancing, my friend.
How are you out there, boys and girls?
What a good Mardi Gras. How was it good for you?
Oh, hang on. We're supposed to call Michael.
Michael's sending his apologies. He's too busy undermining his management staff at the moment.
Again?
He can't make it down.
Oh, sorry.
And okay. It's raining. How's this rain?
How is this rain? This is gorgeous rain.
I held it off as long as I could. I know. Just until we got the clean-up done. And then in exhaustion, in an acid-frenzied state of exhaustion.
You just gave up, didn't you, basically?
I just fell in a hole and down came the rain.
Down came the rain. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That's great. That's great. I'm enjoying it immensely. And I suppose if anyone's got any winteries are thinking of going in, it's fantastic bit of winter rain for them.
Yeah. But if you've got anything in right now that's anything near finishing, I'd pull it.
Oh. Oh, I can't. I'm here. Never mind.
Just with this weather and this time of year, you know how it is, cold rain.
Cold rain. Yeah, what's it do?
Cold rain. It's a cold, cold rain. Cool. I reckon it actually knocks the crystals off, the cold rain.
Yeah. It does.
A bit like that bubble hash technique that they use up in the hills.
It's shocking. It's an interesting thing. I emceed the Right to Know forum up in the hall at last Mardi Gras. And one of the gentlemen who was in the audience and who had some very fascinating feedback to our panel of incredible experts. We had such a panel of experts,
didn't we, though?
We had the historian, the pot historian, who told us the story about how Sir Joseph Banks, not only was he the man after whom the Australian Banksia is named, father of our botany.
The botanist's botanist.
He was also the empire's chief hemp lord, and it was his duty to grow hemp in all the colonies of the empire
to make sails
and ropes for the shipping, because that's what maintained an empire was boats. And boats went through a damn lot of rope and sail.
Hemp, two-thirds of a boat's weight is made up in hemp.
Yeah, and it they use it up. They use up the ropes, they use up the sails, they need more. So it was his job to grow hemp. And so our pot historian recounted the terrible dramas that poor Sir Joseph had when he tried to transplant the English hemp, which was cannabis sativa. And this was interesting because he confused me here and I queried it, but I could find no one to support my side of the confusion, and it seemed like maybe he's right, and we'll have to go into this in deeper later. He says that Sir Joseph tried to grow cannabis sativa in India when he got there, when it was part of their empire, and had a zero success rate. The seeds wouldn't propagate.
Oh, well,
he tried many different ways of transporting the seed stock from England down to India. He had it packed in all these separate sections in the hole and hermetically, all this sort of stuff to try to protect the seeds and get them there in a choice condition to germinate, would not germinate.
Well, I don't know what his trouble was, because if he went to Goa, he would find in the hills of Goa some very vibrant sativa strains that have been growing there for a long time.
Wait for it. Because then what he said is that he realised that what the Indians grew was cannabis indica, which they say means the hemp from India, cannabis indica, right? And
Indica.
Mm. And they grew it for pleasure, as a drug, as a pleasurable herb. They didn't grow it for the hemp itself because they kept it squat. Hang on, I'm just talking his story, right? And I disagree with little bits and pieces, but this is his story.
Okay.
Anyway, so Sir Joseph, in an attempt, he tried to grow some sativa in Australia.
Didn't work.
Same result as he had in India. And in desperation, he tried to transplant a crop of indica into Australia. I think this is what John was saying.
So hang on, where did he find the indica?
He brought it from India.
So this is the native Indian crop.
This is the native Indian crop that they were growing there, but they weren't using it so much for rope because they didn't have a navy empire as such. They were using it for pleasure and for medicinal drugs.
And food.
Yeah. And they were using it for all the other things you don't use it for when you're not using the rope.
Okay? Bung lassies.
Yeah, all that stuff. So he brought a whole lot of Indica seed to Australia, and he had an experimental crop up in the Hunter Valley.
Okay, and did pretty good.
It did good, but then Joseph went back off to England. He got neglected. He went wild.
So what are you saying? Sativa don't grow here?
What he said to me was everything we grow in Australia, everything that's grown in India, all the stuff that you smoke, everything that gets you off is an Indica, is some strain of Indica. He said the 12-foot Christmas trees to the short, stumpy, fat ones, the dark leaves and the light leaves. And I had to admit that apart from visualing a plant, I don't know how to tell botanically an Indica from a sativa.
Well, I've always gone in the early stages, thick leaf, thin leaf.
But that's just such a product of nutrient and...
No, it's totally genetic.
But it can be.
Leaf shape is totally genetic.
The shape is... Well, anyway...
Sativa are the thin fingers.
He says that there are no sativa...
Indica are the thick, fatter fingers on the leaves.
There's no sativa growing in Australia. He says sativa is low THC. Simple as that. He said perhaps the hemp crops that Keith is putting in, the low THC stuff, that could be because he got the seeds from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a sativa. There's a bit of a worry there about cross-pollinations too.
Yeah. I remember when we were younger.
I argued this point on Saturday, my friend.
I remember when husky folks like you were younger and stuff, and you get a little bag of pot, you know, when you were 19 or 8, I get a bag of pot. You'd be lucky if it was 2%. THC. You'd be very lucky. You'd be getting a good deal if it was 2% THC. Now you can get anything up to 25.
Well, 30 was last week's news. That's stuff from Oregon. Goodness. Yeah, 31 point something. You know?
Just ridiculous, isn't it?
Absolutely. And yet he still maintains this is all just rarefying and upping the product of the Indica plant. And I'll have to find some other botanist to clear this up for me or whatever. I don't have the botanical skills to... Absolutely and precisely so.
Well, who do you know? Who's your botanist? We can't talk to Joe Banks at the moment.
No, I know.
Because he's dead and mouldy.
Look, if there's a botanist out there, actually,
do we have an expert out there? Somebody who knows.
Who can actually tell us the definitive difference between an Indica and sativa. And how we tell them.
Because as the goddess of the holy smoke, let me tell you, I just bless it all.
Yeah, right.
I think it's all a sacred herb.
That's fine. I mean, he went on to argue he thought there was a Ruteroalis that was another...
The short-term one.
Chinoa, that was a Chinese version. Mm. He thought there was a number of different families within and so forth, but he reckons that we grow all Indica here.
Well, let's have...
From 3 months to 9 months, the whole lot, he reckons.
Someone with a bit of botanical knowledge.
Yeah.
What would they be listening to this drivel for?
If they had any knowledge, there's certainly a few out ages ago.
Listen up. 102.3 FM, we suggest you get a life.
Yeah,
we're going to have a little break right now, put a bit of music on, and then we'll come back with a little bit more drivel.
Maybe you found something interesting.
You're
not
naked today, eh?
No. We've already explained to them.
Ago, I was looking for my lover and eyes, until I finally found that I was looking down the aisle. Many of my friends said, "You're going down straight out of your mind," because I didn't see that she was treating me unkind. I know that song, but we ain't never getting along.
What is wrong with me?
out the whips as she chains my arms and legs to the bed. She tried to make me cry, you see that ain't my type of love. Dislocate my wrist as I try to pull it out of the cuffs. She got it in her hair that when I'm in bed I like it rough. And I do, I know it ain't true, cause all we ever do is blue.
It's that ridiculous work ethic, which at all costs you got to be there doing the 40 hours a week with the mortgage.
That click you can hear in the background, listener, that's Michael's fly being done up, right up next to the microphone for some reason.
Raise the mic, get into it, boys, come on.
Okay, thank you.
That's it, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. What was that all about?
Talk to the little bit round piece of
I was just maintaining my reputation as a crippling underminer. Thank you very much.
The word is out now. The word is out. The mayor has been outed.
And as soon as I reacted, he goes, there, there, told you so. Here's the proof. He was so aggro. It was appalling.
Oh, please.
Keep going. I was well over it.
Anyway, the good news is we went on and had dinner with Sticky Point and Remo and Remo's wife.
After the insult.
And the two, I hardly spoke to him all the way. I wouldn't speak to him.
It's been 2 days. He won't talk to me.
I was sulking in the corner.
Pretending to
thinking there must be a nicer way to look at the way I am.
Pretending to sleep. And we're at this party. We're at this party. And like
party? Was it
about
a party?
Yeah. There's about 12 men and two women, and both the women are wives of men that are there.
What about Gail?
And Jake says to me, what do you think of the party?
Who's
and
Gail think, a wife?
Jake,
of?
This isn't the normal kind of party I go to.
Anyway, so the goddess starts playing with the dogs. Anyway, it was interesting. And Remo, Jake rang me up this morning. Remo has gone back to, he's flying to Japan for 2 days and back to Canada, and says he's got the best footage he's ever got, and he's going to put it all up on his very popular website of Nimbin and et cetera.
Oh, yeah, he had a great time.
And he's going to bring back a plane load of his followers next year to Mardi Gras. Do we want that?
All the sickies.
All the medical cannabis users.
Oh, they call them the sickies in Canada, the sickies.
Yeah.
We need them here. They won't come at it here. The coppers will not come at making arrests over medical grounds.
No, I don't think so either.
If you've got medical grounds, get a note.
Yeah.
Get a note.
Yeah. And they're all going to march in the front of the rally smoking huge joints and want to get busted. And they're going to go to court and say, we refuse the caution, and say, here's my medical cannabis from Canada.
From Canada.
From my judge, your fellow judge in Canada, guys.
This is my medicine.
And what will our judges say?
Well, then they'll export
They'll say,
them.
You're not in Canada now,
that's right.
mate.
They're breaking the laws here. No, they won't put them to jail.
You wasted our money. You could have taken a caution. Go to jail.
They'll extraport them.
Anyway, 4th of June, I believe, is the court date for people appearing for Mardi Gras.
Extraport them.
And we'll make a day of it, I reckon. People who want assistance should come and see us.
And Rock's in today, isn't he? Or is that yesterday?
Every second day.
Yeah. They're building a little bedroom out the back of the courthouse.
They said he could camp his pretty tent on the
lawn. Yeah, a little space.
That wasn't good enough. He wanted to grow a little crop there as well.
Yeah, he did. He put him in. He had about 200 plants growing in there.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes sometimes.
You got 3 inches.
So, Michael, Mardi Gras.
Well,
what did you think?
Thank you
very much for your help in the hall. I reckon it was great. Virtually all the feedback I'm getting has been great vibe, nice energy, good feeling, fantastic weather. So glad the goddess, said it was rain because we knew he'd be the opposite and get it totally wrong.
I held off as long as
a warm night was me saying big prayers with my Chinese mates. We're getting global warming.
Wasn't a warm night.
Chuffing for that night.
It wasn't a warm night. Great. We did great.
We spent hours wondering how to warm it with fires, and we didn't even bring
them
out
of
the shed.
It was just a quick ring around. Ring China, ring India. Hey, guys, those power stations going tonight, would you?
That was all cool.
No, it was all warm.
Yeah, it was warm.
It wasn't
cool for them to make it warm.
It was very cool.
That was great, I thought. Were lots of individual efforts, which were fantastic, I thought. The nun, The nun who you kicked out of your radio station was legendary. Loved her performance.
Jennifer.
Mind you, I've got a little religious edge to me, so any nunnery sort of work.
She was very hot. Jennifer, you were hot.
She was sensational.
Yeah. We loved your prayers.
Sorensen and Glover got endless people saying to me, those guys are so funny.
Yeah.
And it's probably, you know, maybe it's people who haven't heard them before or people who really listened. It's very, they're sharp.
Well, also, they have practiced it, you know. They've practiced it for quite a few years now. Yeah. And they're both such funny guys. It's great. World-class entertainment.
World record in the speed roll, 15 seconds.
I think it was faster.
Do you think it was faster?
Yes. I was in the audience.
Because Mrs. Guinness, she emailed me the other day.
No, I was in the audience, and really, I thought that having the contestant having to stand, make it to their feet with the joint in the air,
but that's part
severely
of
it. Disadvantaged.
No,
it's only no, that's like starting the 100 metres on your knees, wait a minute, you know?
Not if you're disadvantaged with your metabolism and you're a dwarf called Smurf.
Nah, he's got less distance to stand.
That's right.
I thought he was cheating.
When
he only had a very short distance to stand. I watched him. He leaned on his hand and he was up in the flash.
Smurf lost because he lost it in his head.
No, he didn't.
He lost it in his head. Otherwise, he was right.
In the original final.
The 15-second
You think
draw.
He was slightly
in the 15-second tie.
Yeah.
He was.
That was the world record.
He was stumbling on the way up because he has a balance problem. However, in the inclement weather roll, where the wind and the rain and the volcanoes, he had finished. He was getting up, and he was bang sideways, lost his balance, fell on his ass, and Bob got up before him. But he was on his way up, and he got knocked down.
Didn't they do a rerun?
No.
Why not?
They gave it to Bob because they didn't see it.
Because he's little.
Well, why didn't you stand up and say?
Because there's an audience full of people. I'm going to not start a riot.
You're joking. He was halfway up, got knocked down, then came up again.
Because they're bumping him, because there's earthquakes going on.
That's like hitting the last hurdle.
That's a little fella, too.
I want a rerun. I'm going to send him an extra green medal. I'm appalled.
Yeah. Appalled.
Appalled.
I am appalled.
I was appalled.
I'm still appalled.
Did he know? Well, how was he about it? He took it in his stride.
He's a gentleman.
I've been abused all my life.
And Bob's just out there grinning.
I've been getting an unfair deal all my life.
I just thought it was
bad Bob. Bad Bob the Builder. Come on, give it back.
Did Bob organise someone to bump him?
No. He did.
Did he?
I bet.
Bastard.
Here, get the little fella. Come on. Take him out on the street.
They were all getting bumped when they were rolling. Yeah. And they were sprinkling water over them. Look, there's a phone.
Yeah. Oh, this could be some contention.
Talk amongst yourselves.
This could be some contention.
Bob even won.
I'm hung up now.
Bob even won. It was a message. Bob even won the artistic role, Bea Glossom. She's been practicing for months.
And she has a very, very good point with what she says.
Which was?
Bob's. You couldn't smoke Bob's.
Absolutely. Who'd smoke any of that, Damiano? It was disgusting.
No, but you couldn't smoke. The joint wasn't built to smoke.
I thought, not good enough.
Not good enough.
I was unimpressed. Very unimpressed. There was no seed sorting.
I must admit, the Blossom...
Why was there no seed sorting?
Blossom did have a point.
What was her point?
Her point was that she thought you were supposed to be able to smoke the final result.
And
of course
you
have to smoke.
Well, Bob's was unsmokable.
Why?
Because it would have taken your hair off.
Yeah.
It would just. It was a huge array of flags at the front, of red, white and blue flags, just papers.
Didn't he light it?
No.
Why not? You've got to light them.
It was a bunch of flowers.
You have to light them.
It was a bunch of roses. I know. Once again, the compares fell down.
They didn't light the artistics.
They were getting tired. I think it was the last event of the
week. They were getting very stoned.
30 minutes, for God's sake.
Very, very stoned.
Okay. I don't think that's good enough. I think we're going to bring in the compares are not going to be the judges next year. We're going to have a panel of judges.
I think we've got to have
Chibo as one of them. He can be our samurai.
And why can't Chibo run in front of the Volkswagen Combi Convoy?
I don't know. Alan was upset about that. They wanted to change that this year.
But it's not the same.
I know. And the Combis are a bit dull.
Well, I thought they were extremely dull. Okay,
I'll tell you one other thing that would make it
fairer. I mean, the Praying Mantis, the broken German running in front of them, has been the highlight for me.
For years and years.
I cheer my little heart out when I see that.
The lamp.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
The effigy. The figment. Why can't we bring Chibo back?
57 Combis. It needs something. What can we do to liven them up?
Put Chibo in front of it half naked and make him run.
And what else?
Why didn't you think it was lively?
I don't know.
Gee, you must be feeling
flat. I'm not that much of a rev head. I cheered them.
I love them.
I thought, good on you.
I photographed them, cheered them.
I left at 21, I think.
I was with the Vice girls at the time, encouraging the photograph, and they were saying to me, it's a combi. What do we photograph a combi for? And I said to them, I must admit, I didn't have an answer for them.
It's a lie.
I said, come and photograph my car instead. So we did
that. It's
their
hippie symbolic journey. Oh, that's Do you know this weekend is the third?
I've got a Volkswagen. They just came and photographed my car.
Yeah.
You know how the police put out a media release saying it was the 34th Mardi Gras?
Did they?
Yeah. Didn't you read the email we sent you? Yeah, it's unbelievable what the police put out. They put out all this spin. They had it ready Monday morning. They left us for dead. We were still partying.
Yeah.
110 arrests, 62 were cautions. They're not arrests.
Keep going.
They included every single ticket they wrote for anything all weekend.
Did they say
arrests?
They're full of shit. They lied.
They are full of
shit.
They said
there were
5 drug
drivers. Of cannabis.
They were alcohol. The Winnebago got no one at all.
No one at all.
15 kilos of cannabis. 12 was flour and 12. Water.
12.7.
12.7. Yeah.
Flour and water.
Yeah. Now, if you take the rest of the people who have got and you divide all those people up between the remaining actual bits of cannabis.
One assault.
It's like a little bit of cannabis.
In Kyogle, there were 7 assaults on Saturday night and a man's ear got bit off outside the pub. How's that? They weren't even having any party.
I think the only assault they talk about was the one that I took down to the hospital. Is that the one?
And he was on ice apparently.
Yeah, they all were. And like, I might talk about an assault. He wasn't bleeding anywhere. He just went through a whole, I'm going to curl up into a fetal ball and pretend nothing's happening.
What happened?
Oh, he got smacked a few times in the market grounds. So at some stage earlier during the evening.
When he was being obnoxious?
I don't know. There was him. They were from Brisbane. There was him and his mate and his girlfriend, and they'd all had some ice, and they're all just bouncing around and being really bouncy and whatever, and he was talking to some local kids. I don't know if they're his age, a bit younger or whatever. And then they
took offence at something silly he said.
Smacked him around a bit.
Yeah.
And then he came staring out and dying. I walked down the street and this guy comes up to us and says, help, I've been bashed.
It's horrible.
Proceeds to hit the deck right in the charter's doorway.
And did he look terribly bashed?
He looked really pale.
Yeah,
there was
horrible.
Not a mark on him.
Who bashed
on
him?
On the outside. He
said teenagers.
Some kids, yeah.
Yeah.
There was no blood, no marks. His lips were totally white. He was white. And he was just all sort of curled up. And his mate comes bouncing over. bouncing over.
Pretty excited about everything.
All excited and a bit peeved that he's down and fetaled and doesn't want to do anything.
Come on, get up.
And his girlfriend just wants to go back to Brisbane. This is really, fuck, we come from the city. We weren't expecting this.
So had they been there? Had his friends been there when he got beat up?
Yeah, I think they're all just together and bouncing around.
And did you ask them what happened at all?
No, they just said some kids hit him.
Okay.
But he wasn't getting up. And then Jungle Patrol came over and then we had a half a dozen of them trying to get something to happen with him. And so I went, got my car and we bundled him and the girlfriend into the car.
Oh, you're so nice. Bucket of cold water. Try a bucket of cold water first and then if
come
that
on, we gave
work,
the police a bloody statistic for them, all right? Then we took him to the hospital and we lodged him in. And then we came back uptown, parked the car, went for a walk, found a whole bunch of police and told them there were some kids down in the hospital and one of them being bashed. So they were great because they had a case.
Yeah.
And off they went. They were six. Yeah, they were happy as hell. Right. So that's their hospitalisation.
So you got our assault.
I got the
you
assault.
Caused us to have one assault. Bluey's trying to cancel Mardi Gras on that one assault, and you told him about it.
I was like, if we'd used a bucket of water, it would have been fine.
All right, just tell Bluey you've cancelled.
Yeah.
It's not worth the effort. We're not going to do it next year.
No, I reckon tell him we'll cancel mine.
And then we'll surprise
him. They cancelled the Lismore Herb Fest in the paper today. Cancelled.
Yeah.
So I reckon you should
write
the
quote?
And say...
Did you see the quote in the paper on the Herb Fest?
Nimbin Herb Fest cancelled.
Nimbin Herb Doof cancelled.
Blown out of
makes
water
massive
by
profit
Nimbin
in
Herb Fest.
Yeah, cancelled Doof donates $1,000 to community.
Well, on about 5 days' notice, they put on an amazing event, I heard.
Didn't they? 3,000 people, I heard.
And they've donated what?
I hear they're going to make big donations. They donated 500 to the Hemp Embassy. I really appreciated it.
Oh, good on them.
Heaps and heaps.
Hey, good on you guys.
Yeah.
They're champions, those guys.
Champions. The only
and they took, you know, they took those 3,000 people out of town. Imagine if they'd been in town all night.
Yeah.
It was full on in town anyway. I was up till about 4.
It was busy as.
Mm. Yeah, and the police were sort of, they were aggro at night. Thank God they stayed away
they're
in the
scared
day,
of the dark.
I think because
they are scared in the dark.
They're scared of the dark.
I'll tell you
and
one
I think,
story.
I think before they come out, they give them a little bit of ice just to make them
like they do in the Air Force.
Brave.
Yeah. Towie.
Make them brave.
Make them brave.
And this will keep you awake, son.
It's called false brave.
Yeah, swallow this.
Yeah.
Anyway, one story I heard on Sunday lunchtime in the lane, this was the police injured, which they made sound like, you know, they'd been
the
beaten
one that,
up
the one
by
that fell over.
Nimbin ice dealers.
The one that fell
police.
Over from clumsiness.
I thought he'd know.
It wasn't clumsiness.
He ran
what
into
happened
a car.
Is they ask a guy, hey, what have you got there? And he runs down the museum lane towards the back car park.
Yeah.
So the copper heads off after him with five other coppers following,
running.
A bit left behind. They bolt down the bottom, and the guy gets to the car at the bottom and thinks, oh, I won't go any further, and stops. But the cop keeps going, and he's going to slam him into the car. So the guy they're chasing just moves a fraction. And they slam into the car, and the poor copper girl's writhing in pain on the ground.
Broken something?
Broken hip, smashed, slashed open. So the rest of them arrive and virtually kill him. I don't even know if he had anything. So the crowd all turned on him and said, I know, on the way they've knocked a tourist absolutely flying.
Local?
Tourist flying.
No, the local boy.
Don't know.
Or the one that they were chasing.
Don't know.
Don't know who it was?
No, it wasn't a local boy, I don't think. They've knocked a tourist totally flying, and she's carried to her car and they leave the festival. And everyone says, would you mind apologising to all the children watching? Anyway, they didn't speak. They had this policy of not speaking to you during the festival. Most of them. I found one guy with glasses who talked to me.
Mm.
And so then the crowd turned on him, you know, which I've...
You just want to look straight through
it. It's just that stupid attitude of, you know, they're not community policing at all. That's what disappointed me. There was no community policing. It was all hardcore,
was
like
assault.
We are
assault.
Criminals.
Yeah. And look, I think you just have to treat them the way
the
that they need.
The police assaulted a lot of people.
You've got to be kind to them where you can, but just look through them.
Yeah.
Just look through them as if they're not there. That's probably the best way to behave towards them. Mm. And when they talk to you, just sort of look through them as if they're not there.
God, my wife chased them. She got obsessed with them on the Sunday.
Did she?
Yeah.
Because they were being bullies or what?
Yeah. And she had a camera.
Yeah, good
And she just started taking photographs. They said, what are you doing? She said, I'm taking photographs. I said, why are you taking photographs? She said, it's what I do. I take photographs. You know, I'm a photographer. I'm taking photographs. And they said, what's so interesting about this? I said,
police brutality.
She said, no, it's just photos of slices of humanity. I'm just fascinated to see that so many of the slices I take photographs of seem to be the poor, the destitute, and people who have maybe a few confusions about life. And I'm really hoping to get some photographs of some rich, well-dressed people being strip searched.
It'd be nice to have some.
It's so good.
And then she chased
them
to the museum.
Answers. They don't have answers for stuff like
she
that.
She chased her in the museum and all I could say was, I don't want my photograph taken. And she says, all right, I won't photograph you.
Good on her. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she hung in.
She's beautiful and she's gutsy.
She's gutsy.
She's quietly gutsy.
And they were, you know, some of them were real bullies and nasty and...
I've seen
just,
photos.
You know, when they came back after that chase, they came back up the lane and just started harassing everyone. You know, you got any cannabis? And the tourists were terrified. Started handing over 2 grams, 3 grams. And they were writing out cautions like they were... You know, raffle tickets.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Everyone
so that's
free.
Their huge assaults. Half of them were just so easy.
No, the assaults were caused by the police, and all the bad vibes were caused by the police.
Of course
absolutely.
They were.
I mean, it was absolutely perfect. There was
I never saw any bad
cops,
vibes.
Hey, mostly the cops weren't there. When they turned
Nighttime
up, it was like
when
a
they
dark
turned up,
cloud.
The whole thing changed a bit where they were. And they didn't go. They didn't go in the Oasis. They didn't go in the Sound Lounge. They didn't go to lots of places, hardly in Peace Park. They hammered the museum.
They were a bit of time in the museum.
They hammered the museum. Mm. They hammered the centre of the town a bit.
They did.
Mm.
They did.
They're trying to tell us to move it all down to Peace Park, get it out of town.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel sorry for the
police. Do you
police
know why they didn't like Peace Park? Do you know why they didn't like Peace Park?
Sense.
Too dark.
Huh?
Too dark.
Too dark.
Peace Park, too dark.
Too dark in the park.
They went down there when a bunch of boys went in there
and
lit a bit of hay. They went down for their annual hay burning and they could only find one bale I'd forgotten to hide.
Mm.
So they lit that and then they started bringing over...
Is this the cops you're talking
Rodney's about? Amazing wheel. Did you see the wheel? Made out of solid hemp. It looked like wood, but it was all solid hemp.
Yeah.
And they started trying to burn that, and we sent the cops in on horseback, galloping with 20 troops jogging behind them. The boys went over the fence in a flash.
I bet that was good. Did anyone get a photograph of that?
I hope so.
Fuck, that would have been fantastic.
Yes, had a good point, though. If you're going to have, you know, if you're trying to catch drug dealers, why would you bring horses?
Yeah.
Drug dealers are driving. They've all got cars, for a start. They leave the horses for miles behind.
Porsches.
That's ridiculous. Horses, they're so behind the times.
They are. Yeah, but still, it's a step up from push bikes.
I suppose.
I tell you, when the push bike days are long gone.
Yeah, we don't get a flat tire.
Golden wheels. Hey, listen, when was the last time we burnt down?
How did you go with your baptisms? and bits?
Well, this is a big complaint.
How many people did you baptize?
Over 1,000.
Okay.
There's over 1,000.
And how many took Holy Smoke Communion with you?
Many.
Well, during the course of the weekend, I would say quite a few.
Quite a few.
And there's something else you were doing. You and I took a few together.
The marriages. Now, this is where I have a bone to pick with the person that put acid in the goddess's drink.
Oh, come on.
There was no spiking of your drink, goddess.
She lost it.
I mean, it was spiked.
It was spiked. She was spiked. I was spiked.
It was gone.
I was well gone the whole time. I became irresponsible.
By the hand of the body you inhabited.
Well, I don't know. Whoever it was, anyway, I shall smite them down when I find them. I shall smite them down.
So what happened? You lost the marriage thing. Didn't you do it?
I did the odd selective marriages. But also the other thing was my torturers didn't turn up.
I know.
I haven't even rung
the torturers. What happened? Remind me to ring them up.
Specifically for the exorcism.
What happened to the torturers? Did we get a message?
No. Nothing. None. Typical. I bet you didn't even check to see if they were fully paid up members of the torturers union,
did
you?
They were.
They were.
Were they? Just contact the union.
Yeah, they were. I'll find out what happened.
We'll get them sacked.
So we missed a couple of the ceremonies. A couple of the secret ceremonies got slipped under the carpet. Nobody seemed to mind too much.
Hey,
a couple of the media people were upset.
Speaking of a couple of the ceremonies got missed, the medical forum never happened.
What do you mean?
Up in the hall, no one turned up to talk medical cannabis.
In the main forum bit?
In either of the two forums. Up there. Like it was marked on for the Saturday at 4 p.m. Didn't happen.
It more followed on. What was it at 4 p.m.? That was
nothing happened. No one turned up for it.
Like who was doing the medical thing? Who was it with in the program?
I don't know.
No, I don't think it was there.
It said.
We had Steve Bolton and everything all tossed in together.
Yeah, at the start off.
And then came after that? John Jiggins' mafia thing.
No, well, John Jiggins did have a separate thing of his own.
Yeah, he had his own thing. That's what you think was that.
And no, Keith Bolton had his hemp display just before the parade.
Yeah.
On the Sunday.
Yeah, but we'd rejig that because it didn't work in Peace Park. It was too noisy.
Can we discuss these minutiae outside over a spliff? Because I'm fanging. I'm fanging, mortals.
The horse shit in front of the food stalls was not cool, was it?
We'll get back to the horse shit. We'll get back to the cup.
There's a movie of the horse knocking people flying.
I know.
I think we have to send it to Bluey.
I think so too. Why didn't it go?
Come on, sacrament. Come on, guys.
Hang on.
Do the music. I'll split this up.
Are we still there?
Yeah, no,
we're still live.
You know who my personal highlight has been? Probably the volunteers. Like, most of my time I spend with volunteers who are such a cool bunch.
Yeah.
And they're.
I know. I was being busy in here trying to find Michael's news broadcast.
You missed out on the sacrament.
I'm sorry about that.
Anyway, before you started rudely interrupting me, I was talking about the volunteers and what a good crew we've got. And they transformed the back of the embassy, painted the ugly old toilet block and brought in all the camphor chips from next door. And at 5 o'clock tonight, we're going to have a Mardi Gras rehash. Feedback.
A rehash.
Feedback. We've been having meetings on 5 o'clock anyway, so if you were involved, come up to the Hemp Embassy 5 o'clock tonight. A suggestion book. We always do this big thing and learn from each year because no one can remember anything that happened.
So I've got the transcript of the little conversation that they had together, Michael.
We couldn't hear Bluey live.
Is this Bluey Lyons?
It was problems with the media player
Salty,
not having his protocol set for streaming. It would take a while. I can read it out, though.
All right.
Read it out. That's good enough.
I want to play a part.
All right. Well, there you go.
How do we get the transcript to three of us? We can't.
Well, can you read? How many people involved?
I'll come over.
There's Alan Salt, Lauren Hart, and what other players have we got in this little saga
I'll
here?
I'll play Salty, at least.
Okay, you play Salty. Okay, well.
I'll play Bluey.
Okay, you play Salty
and
Blue.
Get over here, goddess. You got to play someone.
I'll play someone.
Get out here.
Okay.
I need my other glasses.
Okay. You're going to be Bluey, are you?
Glasses.
Going into pantomime.
You're going to be playing Bluey.
If I stand back this far, I can read it.
Holy shit, is that little writing or what?
You do all the rest.
Okay, it starts off here. Reporter Lauren Hart. I'll be Lauren.
All right. Who's Mark Colvin? You're Mark Colvin. You're the ABC.
Mark Colvin. Yeah, New South Wales police arrested more than 100 people and seized 15 kilograms of drugs at this year's Mardi Gras Festival in the small town of Nimbin in the state's north. The annual festival at the Hippie Village is known for its campaign for drug reform.
Drug reform? What's that mean?
Drug reform.
Reform.
Get it right.
Making drugs better.
Anyway, but police say there's a more sinister side to the generally peaceful celebrations, with an increase in violence, and it's been blamed on a shift from so-called soft drugs like cannabis to amphetamines. Ba, 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 ba.
Laura Hunt reports.
Da-ba-ba-ba-boom.
Sound of drums.
Hello, it's Laura Hart here. Look, it might sound like a party, but these people are marching for a cause. At the weekend, 10,000 people rallied to campaign for legalisation of cannabis.
One of the event's organisers is Alan Salt.
Where is he? What we're mainly concerned about is not being classified as criminals. Right, yes, right. At the marijuana end of the spectrum, not the other drugs, we're mainly concentrating on cannabis, and we would just not like to be classified as criminals.
But this year police have had their hands full with 110 arrests, oh God, made over the three-day festival for drug possession, dealing and use. We've lost someone over there, never mind. You'll have to be Bruce as well, I'm afraid, my friend. Brucey! Bruce, we got Bruce Lyons here with us. Bruce, what do you think? Superintendent Lyons, who has been in charge of Nimbin for the past 3 years.
Well, generally with cannabis, amphetamines, people supplying amphetamines. A fellow was under the influence of ice, which caused a lot of problems. There was LSD located and also hash, cannabis cookies, cannabis cake. So there's quite a range of drugs police identified. Plus, there was 5 people arrested for driving under the influence of drugs.
Superintendent Lyons. Superintendent Lyons says drug trends in Nimbin are reflecting national drug trends, with more people moving away from the stereotypical hippie drugs like cannabis and onto harder drugs. She said that before. He says, that's Bruce, says ice combined with other drugs like alcohol is a recipe for disaster and making policing much harder.
Well, with the greater use of amphetamines and now the emerging use of ice, the town has become more violent and it's required a greater effort by police to maintain safety in the town.
There are now plans to more than double the number of police in Nimbin permanently to 9. But Alan Salt says he didn't hear of any problems with violence during the festival and that the number of people arrested represents only a tiny percentage of those in attendance. Alan?
I thought it was a very, very peaceful festival. I didn't see any violence and I didn't actually get any reports of violence.
One man that took part in Mardi Gras Festival at the weekend was Remo, who travelled all the way from Canada to attend. Several years ago, he was involved in a serious car accident, and now he has permanent spinal problems. He was one of the first people in his homeland to be given a licence to use marijuana legally to relieve his pain. Remo?
That took about a year, and then right after that point, there seemed to be medical provisions coming into place in Canada, so we asked them to sign a license, and because I've exhausted all the other medicines, he signed me up, and I've been growing marijuana for the last 5 years at my home.
Here in Australia, that issue is still being debated, but in the meantime, Superintendent Lyons says he's determined to stamp out open drug dealing and use in the Nimbin streets.
Bruce.
No other town that I'm aware of have stretchers in the back of their shops to cater for people who overdose on the streets. The people just need to call out stretcher and a stretcher will come out of a shop. They'll roll the poor bugger onto a stretcher and he's carted down to the hospital. That doesn't happen anywhere else, but it happens in Nimbin. Now, I'm just told you...
Superintendent Bruce Lyons is ending...
That's bullshit.
...Lauren Hart's report. And that's Mark Colwyn for the ABC signing off. Now, get back to your seat. Now,
for... How long since this...
Excuse me. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is there something wrong with citizens rushing out with a stretcher to put someone who has collapsed in the street, heart attack, overdose, who can say?
It's great.
I'm not a doctor. Other town in Australia has happened. This compassion that every shop is ready for someone to drop down?
That was a heroin flood.
I reckon that's 10 years ago now, isn't it? Maybe. I got a twisted head.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Years ago.
Is there a working stretcher in Nimbin?
Yep.
Yeah.
Where?
In the embassy.
Under the hemp embassy. Who's sleeping in it now?
No one at the moment. But it's probably warm, we store the papers on it.
It's probably still warm, though.
I've got a stretcher in the museum, and it hasn't been used. Look, there hasn't been many stretcher cases in Nimbin the last couple of years. We could get the figures from the hospital, one every couple of months, or am I missing them?
Maybe you're missing them.
Maybe I am.
I still think that Bluey's got a bloody cheek to mark us down for being such a compassionate community.
Well, I guess so.
He's inferring people are dropping from heroin overdoses every half an hour.
It doesn't matter what he's inferring. He's saying misguided, that the act of rushing out and taking people who have collapsed to hospital is something bad.
Boys, relax. Misguided, but not malicious. None of that was malicious.
It does help.
You don't think he was malicious?
Actually, no, I don't think so.
The way he says the poor bugger onto the stretcher, there's an element of sort of caring, almost a speck I saw.
He doesn't understand. He's a bit challenged on the intellectual level, on the intellectual plane, old Bluey.
Anyway, they're bringing nine police to Nimbin. Didn't they go on to say they're bringing nine police to Nimbin?
That was a different story. They said they're going to double the number of police we've got.
The interesting thing about the policing for me was on Friday night, the cops came in and they were full on aggressive, searching, not talking, no element of community friendliness. And I thought, oh, shit, you know, they're going to kill it. And so I followed them around for a while, and we followed them and watched them, and they didn't know who was who, and I'm in my undercover gear.
What were you wearing?
And they were just constantly provocative. They were looking to bust people all the time, going for it, looking for it. Yeah. So I go down the station with Andrew and say, you know, who's in charge? And the guy, the big shaved-headed guy.
What's his name?
I can't remember. I tried about 400 joints by then that day. I say, where are you from? He's like, doesn't it? And he won't tell me where he's from. From that moment, I thought it was pathetic. No, that was the second thing. As soon as I walk in, the little copper says to me, not many this year, Michael, numbers are down. I thought, I'm ready to blow totally. So, you know, we wait. He says, I want to talk. Who's in charge? And he goes, the duty officer. Dave Driver was in charge. So we wait 10 minutes. While they sort of whatever, they sort out what they're going to say or whatever, just to make you feel pathetic, I suppose. Mm. It was the best 10 minutes of the Mardi Gras. Mm. So what they were doing, from what I could understand, they had people undercover informers, they were calling them informers in the crowd.
Fingers.
And they're tweaking the camera.
We've got the fingers on them.
So they're on the camera and they got, you know, there's people, informers like, oh yeah, the guy with the beard and the yellow hat, he's about to buy a deal behind the blue car, move in. This shit's going on. I'm thinking we could be in Baghdad with war, you know. Poor pot smokers. I thought it was appalling.
Oh, shocking. Well done, Michael.
This is fully warming me up. So eventually we go into Dave Driver.
Someone had to go down and lead you
out the back to the back room. The white cell with Dave Driver.
Sergeant?
Oh, no, he's got pippy things on his shoulders.
It's like corporal.
Something. I don't know. Anyway, I'd lost the plot. I nearly went for his throat. Instead, I just went with my tongue.
Now, I'm glad that the love god was there with you, because he was, wasn't he?
Andrew got between us, which was great.
And he got between you and pulled you off.
I just thought, how dare they go on about, you know, we want to support Nimbin and its festival and make it all happen and safe for everyone and rah, rah, rah.
Mate, they lie. We had the phone call from our listener.
It's clever lying.
Just saying how much Bluey likes to tell us bullshit. He loves it because he thinks we're dicks and we think we're stupid. You know?
No, I don't think we're stupid. He's playing the media. He is playing the media game. He doesn't think we're stupid.
They've got
I think he quite respects our values.
They've got a spin doctor there working. They've got a spin doctor there working in their office that works up their press releases after the event.
Yeah.
You can read it. You can see what they're writing. You can pick their lies apart and you can take them apart. It's a spin merchant. They've got one of them there that works there. Of course they do.
I thought they lost their budget constraints.
What we do need is people to write letters to the editor. like whatever his name, Freeborn yesterday, wrote letters to the paper.
Complaining about the police.
No, just telling the truth.
Yeah, telling the truth. But
telling what happened, what you saw, what's going on. Ask for your name to be withheld if you want.
It was like a beautiful... Put letters in the good times.
Bluey reads the good times.
And mostly the cops weren't there. But then when they did appear, there was just this... It was like a dark cloud.
Mm.
They really were. You know,
But only primarily at night. Let's be honest.
Yeah, they were only at night, thank God, or they would
Although
have killed
on
it.
Sunday, if they were late come Sunday out afternoon, coming on dusk.
Midday
they
Sunday, they did quite a bit of stuff. And it was very interesting the way they all got together for the rally. They all lined up outside the police station because the word had got about we were going to take the station.
Right.
They thought they could protect us. If they could, it could have stopped us. We would have taken
buggers.
It. We wanted to. We could have taken it any time.
Yeah. They came in from behind.
They shouldn't know that we could take it any time. We've got the back door key.
Yeah.
They don't even know about the back door. So, we've got the key.
Fancy giving the cleaning contract to a hippie. Too lazy to clean their place, so they've
given it
to
hippies. I know.
The green zone has been blown open.
Again.
Oh, it's a funny old world. But look, you just got to be kind to them.
Local cops were cool, I thought.
Be kind to
Local
them.
Local cops were cool and totally pushed aside when all these other Rambo-ishes come in.
Mm.
And they weren't all evil. There's one guy with big horn-rimmed glasses, one copper, talked to me every time, and he was nice. He was a bit nerdy. He was nice. He stood apart. They weren't all dickheads, but the few, it's the old police culture, I reckon, that they're still caught in. And the old, they're all sort of 55 and upwards now, those
Got a
guys.
Few good shots of their plain clothes.
They're not nice.
Guys.
Did you?
Well, one of their plain clothes guys even went to the expense of paying his money for a green armband. How about that?
Did he?
Yeah, because he was wearing a green armband. I know you didn't hand
him
out.
He wouldn't get him anyway.
But he was standing.
I want a photo of him. I want to see him. I wonder if
He was all lined up with him outside the cop shop during the parade, or just after the parade had passed. He's out the front having a fag with him.
What a dumb undercover he was.
Yeah. I was in
just went down to the police station
for Sunday.
Your Diana's a hero doing that. Taking lots of photos is the way to go. They didn't like it. They took a camera off someone.
Keeps them honest. Keeps them
honest.
Can
they do that? No. They took a camera off someone.
No, they can't take a camera off you.
Mm.
Keeps them honest.
You cannot take someone's property off them like that. Mm. Just because they're taking a photograph. Photographs are cool.
Mm.
It's just not allowed to record the sound, but just a camera.
Mm. And if somebody asks you not to photograph them?
Just don't photograph them. Not so Diana, she has photographed what was happening without photographing them.
Mm.
Good girl. Yeah, she's a brave
So artist. Let's get on to something a little bit lighter, a little bit more interesting.
Drug news.
The Cannabis Cup.
Willie Nelson got busted.
Forget Willie. Willie's like the Americans' version of Rock.
I've got a picture of him. Look at his plait down beyond his waist, down to
what
his
What date
bum.
Is your news item? Willie got busted a while ago.
I forgot to bring
ago.
It in here. It's 26th of April.
26th of April. Is that the court case?
Is that someone handing him a joint outside the court? No, that's a recorder, isn't it?
Is that him leaving the court after being found guilty? The whole band was found. The bus was just laden with cannabis.
The bus was found guilty as well?
The bus was found guilty as
well. Yeah, it's America for you. They've got plenty of laws over there.
Willie, the whole lot.
I hear we're having them here soon.
Yeah, they're importing them slowly. Yeah, they are importing them slowly. But as we were saying.
And what are we? What's on the political
front? I try to...
Where are we on the political front? Where are we going with that?
Oh, what, now?
He had mushrooms on the bus with him as well, Willie.
Mushrooms, peyote.
Go, Willie. He looks all right, doesn't he?
He looks okay, yeah.
Peyote?
Probably.
What else do they have?
Everything.
So, Cannabis Cup.
Cannabis Cup, what about it?
The old winner got back up again.
Up again.
It's a bit of a bit
the
of
outdoor
bit
winner
of a two-horse race,
the
hasn't it?
The outdoor winner was a local boy.
But it's been a bit of a two-horse race.
It has been
for quite some years now. A couple of really major growers, but apparently, I was talking to the gentleman that took out the cup last year and got pipped at the post and came in second this year to his arch rival, and he'd taken a couple of years out with Rainbow Dreaming and Rainbow Dreaming daughters, and he felt this year that the seed stock just possibly.
Had deteriorated
because he said,
was getting hermaphrodites through and stuff
it was,
like that.
It just wasn't bulking up in the way that the previous mothers and daughters had. It just seemed to have lost a little bit down the line. Anyway, but I heard that the opposition, the out of towners, had something totally fresh and new this year that really pleased the public. Yeah.
Well,
clever man.
I think theirs is basically a blueberry.
Yeah, it is.
I think theirs have always arrived from the blueberry strain.
They've been working on the blueberry, and the local guy works on the mango strawberry.
And Hera sort of strains.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
Yeah, it is genetics. Genetics at work among
the battle of the genes.
The battle of the genes. But I also noticed that many of the very fine weeds that we smoke frequently around the streets and around the village and around the general area, they weren't represented at all.
Mm.
And to my mind, they were very good. The entries were very good. But there's some pretty good stuff out there in the hill.
There's good stuff, really.
That doesn't enter the competition.
No, it's true.
And I wish it would.
Why not?
They had 19 entries this year.
I think a few reasons. I think a lot of people are loath to win.
I reckon.
They had 19 this year.
It's got to be made completely anonymous then. You got to feel safe to be totally anonymous.
Well.
Totally.
It is pretty totally anonymous.
Yeah, it totally can be anonymous. Okay,
I'll be honest with you.
You get someone else to put in your entry.
I only know two of the growers. And one lot, the out-of-towners, I have no idea where they live or anything else. Like
now, the way you do it anonymously is you get a friend, totally not you, someone else to put the entry in totally. And you know, and you say, you know, look, you know, someone, you can give me an entry, I'll put it in, I'll say, this is it, no one will ever know, this one is called Jobson, and that's the end of it,
so what's the problem?
Only person who knows.
So how do you get a prize?
I'll accept the prize on behalf of them.
On behalf of them.
I'll be their agent. I'm happy to be anyone's agent who wants to put in entry.
That's right. Taking the price.
And I'll be completely confidential.
So many of the growers that
anyone can do it, though.
They're all secretive.
Send your neighbour in. Send a friend in. Send your auntie in with your entry and say, my grandson, he doesn't want to reveal.
Are you saying then that you're more trustworthy and secretive than the organisers of the Cannabis Cup? Because having been around at least 7 or 8 of them,
yeah,
you know, I have never been aware of any of the growers at all until the prizes were handed out. You know?
Well, it should be. But you can even be further removed.
And I know
you get a friend of yours to bring it to me and I'll pass it on, you know.
And I know a friend of a friend
and you have standard, 6 removals.
Or maybe a friend of your daughter's friend.
Yeah.
Exactly. Look, now I know that
There's ways around this. We can work this out, guys.
You shouldn't be worried.
Don't worry.
Do you think it's the anonymity that's really worrying them?
Yes.
I think partially.
Yeah.
The winning of the Cannabis Cup is a mixed blessing, I got to say. Well, it is for a lot of growers.
Yeah, so you want no one to know.
That's right. But then you want to be able to at least say it when you're selling it.
Well, that's up to you then. It's up to your choice. Look, there are quite a few Cannabis Cups around and they've been buried. They're buried in people's gardens. You can't have them on your shelf.
Yeah, right.
No,
okay.
That's right.
Yeah,
fair enough. I mean, how is it when they come to visit you? You've got three Cannabis Cups.
I know someone who burnt his...
I haven't got any pot in the house, officer. Oh, the 3 Cannabis Cup winning cups.
I found them on the tip.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll look harder.
Yeah. Apparently it was yet again another wonderful night, and thank you to the mystery host.
The mystery host, backbone of our community, backbone of our tribe.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
And, yeah, another wonderful Mardi Gras all up, I heard. Like, as I said, best attended cancelled doof, I think, ever.
Couldn't get into it. It was so far away.
Such a fantastically great cancelled doof that even the police were given directions as to where you could find the doof that wasn't on.
Yeah, and the police were really appreciative, I'm sure, that it was somewhere for people to go.
Yeah, Tweed police turned up at their gate, said, what's going on? They said, what was going on?
They couldn't hardly hear it.
And they said, fine. And drove away again.
Yeah.
There was a few complaints the next morning about rubbish. But then as the complaints were coming in, it was being cleaned up. So it sort of.
And I heard on the QT, that Neil and Rom put up a $5,000 bond on rubbish being tidied up afterwards, so it'll get all cleaned.
Oh, very sweet.
Not a problem.
Very sweet.
It's all good.
How about the volunteers cleaning up Nimbin? Nimbin is cleaner than before.
Nimbin's spotless.
It might be an odd spot, but it was cleaner than before Mardi Gras, I reckon.
Yeah, thank you, volunteers.
That is all the volunteers, I tell you. Thank you, volunteers.
Yeah, thanks, volunteers. Cool. Yeah.
They have a good time.
But they can't remember it.
I had a bit of trouble with them on Friday. At one point, it might have been Thursday, we go down to the fence.
You had 200, didn't you?
I had at least a couple of hundred.
Yeah.
And you go down to do this fence and there's 20 people and they say, right, well, we'll do this. We'll run this wire out along here and we'll do this here and we'll do this here. And then we're going to come back an hour later and it was all different. And I realised none of them spoke English.
Yeah, fair enough.
They just nodded.
So was it good?
It was great.
What they did was good?
It was all good.
Yeah, fair.